Following a morning march, at least 100 Manhattan residents continued Juneteenth observations Friday night at City Park with a flashlight vigil for those killed by police nationwide. Juneteenth commemorates the date when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, and announced the emancipation of enslaved people in the state on June 19, 1865. Manhattan's observation, typically involving barbecues and live music, would have entered its 31st year if COVID-19 had not prompted the celebration's cancellation. Amid nationwide activism following the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd, local Black Lives Matter organizers used the holiday to commemorate him and others who died at the hands of law enforcement officers and call for change. Speaker Tanika Nicole.
This has to stop. No more. We will no longer accept being treated as less than. We will no longer accept being treated as a threat because of this beautiful, luminous, glowing brown skin we are in. It ends today, right now. This is why we are here.
Those in attendance sang along with the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, shared experiences of prejudice and racism, and held flashlights to the sky for 8 minutes and 46 seconds straight. The length of time Officer Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck.
Think about the length of time that you are holding this light. Anybody want to try to hold their breath and see how long it could be?
Manhattan MLK Committee co-chair Kevin Bryant contextualized the conversation around Manhattan, noting Black folks are arrested at higher rates for marijuana despite similar usage rates.
1 in 4. Think about that now. You're walking around Black. You're 4 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana. So we've asked that question, and you have to ask that question. How do we want to represent our community?
The vigil ended with a prayer, but not before multiple speakers urged those in attendance not to turn a blind eye to racism in their day-to-day lives and to get out and vote for change. For News Radio KMAN, this is Nick McNamara.